Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ann Durr, who is a principal with JPC Architects outside of Seattle, Washington. Ann, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
I'm glad you could be with us today. You're the grand prize winner of the Visions Design Awards, and we can get into that in a minute. But I thought maybe just to tell our audience real quick, talk a little bit about JPC Architects.
We are a 42-person firm in Bellevue, Washington, which is a suburb of Seattle. And our company focuses on corporate interior architecture, do a couple building projects a year, as well as medical office design, retail, hospitality. But the majority of what we do is corporate interior work.
Okay. And we've all been through this recession together, and I know Seattle was one of the areas that was hit probably as hard as any place. So how has your business been doing as a result of the recession?
We did some downsizing, but we made it through probably better than most firms in our area. This area was hit pretty hard. We get involved in projects with companies as they're growing and also as they're downsizing. So we saw activity in downsizing scenarios, relocations, properties that could be empty now due to companies going out of business or leaving, and we were repositioning the properties, marketing the properties. So all in all, I feel like we fared fairly well.
Okay. And so you've stayed busy. And do you think you've stayed busy because you actually focus in one area, mostly corporate interiors?
Yes. Focusing corporate interiors, that helped through the recession. Mm-hmm. Many of our projects were not as dependent on bank financing as, right, for instance, ground-up construction. So that was helpful for us.
Okay, so it's mostly been renovation work.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, the project that you won this award for is your own headquarters, the JPC Architectural Headquarters. So talk a little bit about what you had and what you have now and how the new space is working for you.
Mm-hmm. We were located in downtown Bellevue, mm-hmm, prior to this, so we did not move cities. Our clients, many of them are national companies that are located in Seattle and the east side, such as Bellevue, Redmond. So we wanted to stay on the east side. And our office before was on the 22nd floor of a high-rise. We had a partial floor there and had great views, but the space was not very open. It was wrapped around a traditional high-rise core. And we had workstations. They worked for us, but they were medium-height panels. And our prior location was also a short-term lease. So making a major investment in the construction of that space did not make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. When we looked to relocate, we were going to be looking at a long-term lease and wanted a space that we could live in for a number of years, in this case at least 10, and moved into a project that was mixed use, mm-hmm, apartments with two levels of office and retail. It was a great choice for us. Mm-hmm. It was a bit of a challenge, as I'm sure your listeners can imagine, with architects designing their own offices.
Right.
JPC has seven principals, and everybody was very invested, as they should be, in the design and the outcome of the space. And we ended up deciding what made the most sense for us was something very clean, modern, open, that would be a canvas to display the work that we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So it's a lot more open. Since this is an audio, people can't see the pictures. This was actually in a spread that we did in our April issue of Floor Focus magazine. So I invite people to go look at it. Actually, by looking at it, there's a lot of glass. It looks like there's a lot of open space, and sounds like you've torn down the barriers to teamwork. So talk a little bit about the flooring that you selected and how you chose it.
We have a combination of polished and sealed concrete, mm-hmm, and carpet tiles.
Right.
We felt that the polished concrete was a good tie to the design of our space as well as the design of the building. We were keeping the concrete columns exposed, the ceiling structure exposed. So from a design standpoint, this tied in very well. It was also going to be a low-maintenance, durable product. So the main aisles and entry into the space and then into the workstation and office area is the concrete. And with that, we used a carpet tile. We're looking for something that was going to be a dark gray that would set off the lighter open workstations. And with the long-term lease, we were looking at something that would be very durable, could be easily replaced if there was a spill or accident. And we're also, our space will become LEED certified and wanted a product that had recycled content in it.
As we talk to designers who do these spaces, they always talk about the workplace of the future, and they talk about collaboration and how people can carry laptops around and break off into different work groups. Did you incorporate some of that so that this is a space that's conducive to that type of futuristic or modern type of task completion?
We did. We're finding that it's a trend for workstation panels to come down or disappear altogether, which is what we did within our space. The reaction of our staff was very positive, so it definitely enhances communication. We also have a variety of meeting spaces. We've got 3 enclosed conference rooms. We've got a kitchen area that has a large bar area that can be used for open meetings, as well as 2 additional open meeting areas. So we feel like we have a great variety and flexibility of spaces and settings that people can communicate in. We are primarily open office, but not completely. Any offices we pulled to the interior of the space and used demountable glass fronts. The principals have offices as well as certain people that needed that for the function of their job, such as HR and accounting.
Right. So are there acoustical issues, or is it working out well?
It's worked out well. The HVAC system provides some white noise. It's been just fine.
Okay, great. Now, just talking about flooring in general, how flooring has evolved and how you interact with flooring, are you seeing any flooring trends out there?
We're seeing a larger amount of carpet tile used in our projects.
Right.
The price has come down to where it's not a large jump over broadloom.
Right.
The tenants that we work with seem to like and appreciate the flexibility and maintenance benefits that can come with the carpet tile.
Okay.
We are also seeing an interest in engineered reclaimed floors.
Mm-hmm.
More and more companies are requesting products with recycled content or a recycled story to contribute to their sustainability initiatives.
And what about polished concrete you put in your own space there? Are you seeing more and more use of that?
Well, we've had quite a few visitors to our space, and the reaction to it has been very positive. We've had a number of clients, after visiting our space, request that they do something similar. In many cases, that's possible. In some cases, the flooring wasn't designed with that in mind, so it's not going to be easily achievable, although toppings are product that we can consider in situations like that, but it's been very positively received by people who have come through the space.
In this space that you're in now, that concrete was there and all you had to do was polish and seal it, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, Ann, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Ann Durr, who's a principal with JPC Architects, about the grand prize winning entry in the Visions Design Contest, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.